Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. This is your show host, Randy Fine. And today is Free Advice Friday, the day that I take your calls and answer your questions about your narcissistic abuse issues, or just listen to you tell the story of how you are navigating your process. So if you'd like to share with us, which I hope you will, the number is 424-220-1801. You can call anonymously. I will not say your name. But if you have a question or something you'd like to share, please call 424-220-1801. So I've said before that I generally don't know what I'm going to talk about until the show starts, and I usually ask for guidance on that. Today the guidance came in the word encouragement. So this show, I'm going to talk about encouragement because apparently the universe believes that this is what you all need at this moment. The universe, God, whatever you would like to call the source of your belief, speaks through us, and I usually get good information. So I'm not a psychic, but I'm able to get good information. So today we're going to talk about encouragement, but I want to start by telling you a story. So my sister knew this man and his wife, who he was an administrator in a school. He had a big job, and he was falsely accused of something and fired. He was uplifted from his home state and had to move to another state because he couldn't get work there. And this is a man that had worked his way all the way up. He then bought a house, moved into a beautiful house, fixed it up, and the house had a fire and burned to the ground. He and his wife ended up staying with my sister for a while. But the reason I'm telling you this story is because this man had a phrase that he used, which I find super inspirational considering the things that he's been through, and there may have been more, I really don't know. What he would always say when things would happen is, "This is not happening to me, it's happening for me." That may be hard if you're in the beginning stages of trying to heal or healing from narcissistic abuse. It may be hard to hear that this is happening for you. but it is. And there will come a time where you will understand that. Sometimes we get challenged in the very worst ways in life. But it's nothing that we didn't sign up for. I'm sorry if that doesn't ring true with you. But we come here trying to work things out, and we set things up in a way that we will learn. Some of us have to learn things by the very hardest lessons. Narcissistic abuse is absolutely one of the hardest challenges anyone in this physical world, in this human body, can navigate. It is absolutely crazy. It is confusing. It is senseless. It is unfair. It is unbalanced. It uproots our lives while we look at the narcissist who seems to be moving on just fine. There is an advantage to having your life blown apart like that. And the advantage is that it allows you to rebuild it in a better way. And we all have things in our lives. We come here, we're imperfect. If we were perfect, we wouldn't need to be here. We are all imperfect, and we are all learning. And we all come here with things that we have to work on. And the way I see it is, if we're lucky, those things will be shown to us, and we will be allowed to work on them because these things will be visible, and we will not be able to deny them. Some people go through life and never really have a challenge that they can't deny or something that they can't smooth over or work over, and so they just keep going on, and they pile one thing upon the next, but nothing ever gets that bad that they just have to stop, drop to their knees, and work it out. And that's unfortunate, because many of these people will end up with life-threatening diseases or life-altering ailments from all this stuff that's stuck inside of them. You, as a narcissistic abuse and now survivor, will not have that experience. This is all right in your face because it's what you are supposed to work on. And I know how hard the struggles are and how inhumane it feels. And many feel as if they're being punished by this happening. That is absolutely not true. So many people ask me, why are they suffering and they have to do so many things and live the hardship while the narcissist keeps going on in life? It's because the narcissist cannot change who they are. They are a parasite. If you boil the narcissist down to the smallest increment of who they are parasites, and their entire life is about feeding off of others. They don't experience happiness. They don't experience love. They can't create good feelings inside of themselves. They just live the life of a parasite. It's not a happy life, but they do a really good job of convincing us that it is, because narcissists are Academy Award-winning actors. Every single one of them could out-act any major star because their life depends on it, and they have to be different people to different other people. So narcissists look, they may appear that they are enjoying life and things are going good, or they're meeting other people and they're developing other relationships. And I'm here to tell you, it is a huge facade. Don't buy into it. It's a screen that you can't see through. But I can see through it. And I work with so many people who go through this, and I've been through it myself. I know what that screen looks like or feels like. And it feels so unfair and so unbalanced. And many people say to me, they say it with a cautionary kind of tone, or they hesitate, but they say, if I could be real with you, if I could really just say it, I really wish that my narcissist would just drop dead. Because then all these challenges will be over. And that's a very natural sentiment to have, and I know that I've thought it myself. It doesn't stop when they drop dead, because whatever has been brought out must be worked on. And if you don't work on it, you will carry it with you for the rest of your life. You may have periods of quiet times, wonderful times, where you're not thinking about it. You can go for years and feel really great, but there's always something that will trigger you at some point and send you way back to the beginning, to where you used to feel. So it is for your own good that you do this work that is being put before you in such an obvious way. And you can't do that alone. I say it all the time. I'm not here to build my counseling practice or anyone else's. I am telling you from a vast amount of experience that you cannot do it alone. You will make strides, but you will fall back, and things will trigger you, and you will deal with this on and off for the rest of your life. This is a challenge that seems insurmountable. I know, I've been there. I know it just seems like you will never get to the top of that mountain. You will never get over that mountain. But that's not true. You will. And you can. Got to work on all these things that are being brought out. And when you work on these things and clear up all these issues that are hurdles for you in your life, your life is going to be so amazing. If you don't, your life is going to be a struggle. And that's just pure, simple fact. There are no challenges that we suffer in life where Source, God, Universe, does not give us a window of help or answers to our challenges. Often we have to seek out that window or those answers. They are there, but they're not meant to be handed to us, because if they are, we don't learn. We have to go through the challenge of experiencing trial and error, doing things right, doing things wrong. And then when we finally get the answer, it is so empowering because we've worked for it and we know how hard we struggled to get that answer. But the universe always puts that out there. There is always some way in. So when you feel completely defeated, like everything is working against you, no matter what you do, it's all going against you. I'm here to tell you that that is not the truth. It may be how you're feeling, but it's not the truth. There is always a window somewhere. And when you find it and you open it, you will feel empowered enough to want to take the next step. But it's finding that first door, that first window, that first opening that is the challenge and that throws us off and makes us think that there is no help for us. The universe does not provide challenges without answers, always. There's always help. And I'm not going to lay my spiritual beliefs on you. I mean, I have spiritual beliefs of why we're here and that we don't come here alone and all those kind of things. But I won't lay that on you. You may or may not believe it. If you do, you probably already have that conception. And if you don't, it may be just really strange to you, and I won't go there. But life is about learning. Life is a school. And every single day that we're here, from the moment we take our first breath out of the womb, we are learning. We are absorbing. We are observing. We are figuring out our place in this world. And sometimes it takes a lifetime to do that. And sometimes it takes more than a lifetime to do that. But the goal is to put one foot in front of the other and keep going forward. Setbacks are going to come. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with a good pity party. We need to break down. We need to feel victimized from time to time and let all that out. But we also need to put a guideline on that. And we can say, I am going to fall apart for 2 days. I'm going to do nothing. I'm not getting out of my pajamas, and I'm going to eat Ben and Jerry's all day. And I'm going to sleep, and I'm going to cry. And when those 2 days are up, I'm going to get back to living. And I'm going to get back on the horse and work on this again. So there's nothing wrong with falling apart. As a matter of fact, healing from this kind of abuse largely relies on you feeling the pain to the depth that you have it. Allowing yourself to feel that pain. You have to feel it. It is the stuffing of emotions that has brought you to the place that you are now. You cannot afford to stuff emotions anymore. They must start to come out. So when you have a feeling, an emotion, I want you to experience it. And like I said, you know, the pity party is about the victimization, the feeling, the victim mentality. And it is okay to have that from time to time. I don't want you walking around feeling like poor, pitiful me. And I've never experienced one person that has come to me that feels like that. They all feel like they want to move forward. They don't want to just settle into the victimization kind of mindset. But you are going to break down, and you do need to allow it. And the grieving process is a big part of the healing process from narcissistic abuse. No matter where you are in that healing, you're going to be grieving. You're grieving the loss of a partner, a family member, a mother you didn't have, a father you didn't have, grieving the loss of what you hoped for, family traditions and holidays for years and years to come, sharing your children with your parents, being together as a family unit with your husband and your children, the way you pictured it when you were not in this pain. And we have to give those up. Those are our dreams. And those are the things that kept us going for a long time. We assumed almost that we would meet those goals and those dreams would come true. That even if our mother didn't love us, eventually she would. That, you know, even if our husband treated us horribly or our wife treated us horribly, eventually they would come around and see that we are lovable and worth it, and they would change so that we can keep our family together. And most people want to share holidays with their family and their husband and their spouse and as a family unit. So it can be very lonely. And there is grief over the death of your dreams. Your dreams, many of them, will die. But that just means that you are able to build new dreams and different dreams and dreams that are based on your personal power and your ability to attain those goals. And the other dreams turned out to be pipe dreams. They were what you hoped for, but we don't always get what we hoped for. We get what is best for us, which is why when you pray and pray and pray about something or plead with God or the Spirit about something, plead, plead, plead. Why aren't you answering me? Why aren't you answering me? I need you now more than ever. Please let me hear you. And there's nothing but silence. And you don't hear a thing. That's because what you're asking for is not in your best interest. What's in your best interest is happening, but you're not hearing it. Because you don't want to hear it. Because it doesn't coincide with your dreams. So, grieving is letting go of all those beliefs that you had. They're basically fairy tales at this point because they cannot come true. They will not come true. And we have to acknowledge and accept that. So when you're going through the grieving process, you're going to go through bargaining. You're going to go through ups and downs and denial and many different kinds of emotions that are going to take you all over the place, and you're going to be sad, and you're going to be happy, and you're going to go through many, many of these things. And at some point, you're going to get angry, because most of us do not want to get angry. We don't like anger. We've experienced it at its worst. We don't like it. We don't want to see it, and we are afraid of what will happen when we get angry. But being abused by a narcissist is one of the worst victimizations can ever happen to an individual. And that's you. That's the person that you are. Someone took a great deal from you. Granted, okay, so like I said in the beginning, there's reasons for things. Yet, you are a physical person in a physical body with real emotions. And so, got to experience life with real emotion. And the emotion of somebody stealing so much from you in such an unfair, uncaring way is supposed to make you angry. And if it doesn't make you angry, it's because you have not come to really care about yourself. If you cared about yourself, anybody that did anything to challenge you in this negative kind of way or to purposely hurt you, to set out deliberately to manipulate and lie to you, if you had true self-love and self-esteem, you would not put up with that for 5 seconds. You'd be like, uh-uh. I care about myself too much to let this in. So now you are very raw. And you may not even know who you are, let alone how to care about yourself. But through the grieving process, you will come to terms with some of this. And at some point, you'll come to acceptance. That doesn't happen for a while. You've got to go through all the ups and downs of the grieving process to come to acceptance. Because accepting this is accepting something without any explanation, without any validation from the perpetrator, with being treated as the perpetrator when you've been the victim. Very hard to come to acceptance, but at some point, if you allow the process and do the work and get the help you need, you will come to the point of acceptance. But anger has to come first. You must feel insult and injury and humiliation. And you must understand the magnitude of that and how that is just not fair. And you have a right to be angry about that. That doesn't mean that you're an angry person or that you go in life and you're angry everywhere you go. That's not true. But you are allowed to be angry at what happened to you. And when my clients, my counseling clients, tell me that they're not angry and they don't want to be angry, then I know how far we have to go. So if any of that comes up, do not stuff it. Do not fear it. It is the step right before acceptance. Allow it. Punch a pillow. Scream it out. Go home and into a quiet place where nobody can hear you and scream. And call that narcissist every name under the sun. Tell them everything they did to you. Tell them how violated you have felt from what has happened. Tell them how they have destroyed your children, destroyed your family, destroyed your childhood. Let them have it. And some people like to write that out. Some people want to put it on paper and say all those things. And that's really great. But what I want you to do is I want you to express your anger. Get it out. And you won't believe how freeing that is. And you won't believe what happens after the anger. You know, it's interesting. I've done a lot of work on myself through the years, trying to get over, you know, my child situation, my child emotional abuse. And it's been many, many steps. I have kept one foot in front of the other, and I do keep moving forward because I'm not laying down and taking this. I'm just not. But there was one little piece inside of me that I was hanging on to that I could not let go. One little piece of fear or frustration that was hanging me up and coming out in physical symptoms, lots of them, and many strange ones. And it was getting to the point where it was affecting my life because it was stopping me from living because all these things would just come up. And I realized I had a piece that just was so deep I could not get to it. But I didn't know where it was, what it felt like emotionally, or how to reach it. I just couldn't do it. With everything I know and all the tools I have, I could not do it. So I sought the help of a very qualified hypnotherapist. And we worked together for 3 or 4 sessions. But what came through is that there was so much fear as being, you know, being a child in that situation. There was fear in utero, knowing what I was about to enter. I needed to control something. So I held on to the control, and that kept fear at bay. So I turned fear into control, and the way I controlled it was to make my body sick. And when I'm sick, I don't have to go out into the world. And I can isolate and be safe in my own space where nobody can hurt me. That was such a huge revelation. And having come to that revelation, I was released. So this runs very, very deep. And it is layered. And so what you don't want to do at this point is you don't want to put any more layers on top of what is already there. You want to start chipping away at the layers that are there. And so feelings must be expressed. Now, I say I often say, and I tell almost all my counseling clients, that we don't want to express emotion or truth when we're around the narcissist, because it backfires on us and it makes it worse for us. But that doesn't mean stuffing emotions. That just means in those scenarios, do not be emotional. If you have to go to court, do not be emotional. If you have to deal with professionals trying to work legal situations out, do not be emotional. But when you have the time and you must make the space and the time to do it, you have to let it out and you have to say it and you have to scream it and you have to feel it until it's gone, whatever way you have to do that. So I don't want you piling on any more sick, maladaptive, problematic issues. I don't want you packing any more in there. I want you from this day forward to vow that you will let them out in some way. Not in front of your children, in private, where you can be with yourself and be safe. And so this kind of information is something that can take a lifetime to learn. And if you learn it now, wow, look what you have ahead of you. There will be no boundaries to what you can do. You will have boundaries in your life. I don't like using that word in that context, because there will be no end to what you can do is really the better word for that. Because you'll be free of all this stuff and your energy will flow and you'll be able to be happy and you will be able to function in this world in an optimum way. Many people that I talk to have illnesses, and the illnesses are coming out from all the emotional pain. The illnesses that I had were so weird, and they were never the same. It was one after another, strange things that no doctor knew what it was, very strange things. So I'm telling you, your body will make you sick. You have got to let this out, and you have got to face it and deal with it. The good news is, and I've been talking about my book, Close Encounters, for a really long time, I am really close to the publishing stage right now. And I would imagine by September, or the end of September, this book will be out and available to you wherever you are in the world, whether it be a ebook or whether you buy the paperback book, it will be available to you. And I wrote this book for you. And it's basically by you, because it's all the things that you've told me you're having a hard time working through. Some of those things I haven't worked through because my situation was different. But all this information is in this book. And I tell you how to do it. But not only do I tell you how to do it, I give you support in your own two hands. It's the support you would have from me on a regular basis, but now you will have it in your own two hands. Everything you could possibly need, every question you could possibly have. And when you go back into denial, because we all do, because this is very hard for our brains and our subconscious to turn around, you will have the book and you can read it and read it and read it. It will be there for you. So I'm really, really excited about the progress we're making now and cannot wait to tell you that this book is out and ready. I know it is the answer to so many problems. There is not a book like this out there that speaks to everything and anything that could arise from emotional narcissistic abuse. Physical abuse as well, because that gets in there, sexual abuse, all those other kinds of things, but abuse, let's just call it abuse, of this nature from a narcissist. You are going to have answers, but not only are you going to have answers, therapists are going to have instructions on how to help people. Therapists who have not a clue will now have instructions on how to recognize this syndrome, this horrible, paralyzing syndrome we all experience. And hopefully we can get the word out and spread this among this universe, what this is, and we can finally heal from it, and people don't have to go through this pain. We are pioneers. We are the ones that are bringing this out and bringing this to the surface in the behalf of others so that they do not have to experience it again. And that is the work that I'm doing, this pioneering work worldwide to get the answers out there. Very important to me. It is the one thing that I will spend the rest of my life doing. Because of what I've experienced and because of what you experience. I hear it. I know what you go through. It's absolutely torturing. And you just may be paving the way for some other people. So you've helped me write this book because I'm addressing thousands of concerns and thousands of little points of view. You will understand what has happened to you. You will understand who your particular narcissist is, what their particular traits are, and what you are dealing with, because narcissists have their many different traits and characteristics that they take on and ways that they abuse. You will understand who your narcissist is and how they operate. And the last chapter is for those who care about you. The last chapter is not for you, but for those who are helplessly standing by you, loving you, wanting you to get better, wanting to help you, and they don't know how. And they're saying all the wrong things, and they're telling you to just get over it. No, the last chapter is instructions for those in your life who need help helping you. So I've put it all in there, and I'm so excited to be able to give this to you. So I will keep you posted. If you go to my website, randygfine.com, you will see the minute it's out, it will be there. I will put it on Narcissistic Abuse Survivors United on Facebook. I will be putting it out there. You will see it, and it will be ready for you, and you'll be able to buy it wherever you are. And I just encourage you. This book is a labor of love. It is for you, from you. I felt very handicapped not having this book out there, because I know that when you have it, you're going to get so much help. And this has been a tremendous handicap for me, and I've had to be very patient. That's something I've learned in life. I didn't used to be very patient. Now I understand timing is everything, and when it's time, it happens. And so I didn't push this, and I didn't fight it. I just allowed it to happen, and now it's going to happen soon. So that's, you know, what I have to tell you. Anyway, nobody called in today. I say this every time. You're probably tired of hearing me say it. I really wish that you would call in, because it will make the show more interesting, more multifaceted. Instead of me just talking about what I want to talk about, I want to hear what you want to talk about. So I know many of you are listening after the fact. In fact, many of you are listening over and over and over to some of these podcasts because they help you and they give you some strength to go on. So I guess there's a reason that you're not calling in. Maybe you just need to hear what I have to say. But whatever the reason is, if you are impelled to speak about this out loud to someone who understands and get some answers or some perspective, please call in. My next show is not going to be the second Friday of August, but it's going to be the first Friday of August because I have a commitment on the second Friday of August, which is the 11th. This show will be on August 4th, so it's only 3 weeks away, not four. And in those 3 weeks, if you have comments, questions, anything you would like me to talk about on this show, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com, RANDIGFINE.com. Send me letters, send me questions. I will answer them and then tell you, I'll send you the link to the show so you can hear it if you couldn't hear it live. You will get your answers one way or the other. So please reach out and I will be happy, more than happy to do that. So that's what I have to say. And I really hope that I spoke to your needs today. I really do. I hope this is exactly what you needed to hear and what maybe released you today from some of the angst and suffering. So I wish you always joy and serenity in your life. I wish you nothing more. Goodbye.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming. To learn more about Randy Fine, read her articles, or to make a counseling appointment with her, please visit randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Or visit her on Facebook at Randy G. Fine.